Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Hector Barreto, one of my favorite people on the planet and one of my heroes. He just does so much good work out there for small business owners. He is one himself. He comes from a long family of small business owners. His dad was a small business owner, and he was a great organizer and supporter of small businesses. Hector is the former administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. He's now the chairman of the Latino Coalition, thelatinocoalition.com. And Hector, thanks again for being here. Thanks for all the great work you're doing. I want you to give us a report on where you think the Latino Coalition, the Latino community, is the business owners are with regard to the Affordable Care Act, which is also known as Obamacare.
Well, you know, Jim, and it's a great question, and it's an issue that we keep grappling with. It's kind of a mixed bag. You know, I've told you before that, you know, in the Hispanic community, maybe as much as 40% of Hispanics have not had health coverage or access to health coverage. So it's a big, big issue. But for a lot of our small businesses, and that's really a fast-growing population, remember, we have 3 million Hispanic businesses. They generate $500 billion in revenue. And demographers say those numbers are going to double every 5 years. So we could have 12 million within 10 years.
I hope so.
They're very confused about it. And part of the reason why is because, you know, there were so many expectations. You remember all of that rhetoric when they were trying
to
sell
us. You can keep your policy and all that.
They're going to keep your policy. You're going to lower your premium.
Yeah.
You can keep your doctor. Mm-hmm. You're going to have more choices. It's going to even lower the deficit.
Those, it turns out those were not true.
Well, none of those things have happened, and small businesses are not experiencing it, and that's why the confusion, because they're saying is, hey, what happened? You know, we bought this car, and it don't run. And so this is one of the things that we're really trying to help these small businesses understand what they need to be doing on this thing, how they can kind of protect themselves. You know, one of the things that's also happened where you don't have a lot of confidence is so many of the deadlines have been missed. They're giving waivers to certain folks. You know,
what deadlines haven't been missed? It really comes down to a point where the short list are the deadlines that haven't been missed.
Right. Remember at the beginning of this year, one of the things that they said is they were going to have these exchanges ready for small businesses.
Yep.
And of course they came back, we're not going to have those exchanges ready for you guys. So you're on your own. And of course, you know, you hear all these numbers going back and forth, but when small businesses get their renewals for their health insurance, they're not seeing their premiums go down. In a lot of cases, they're getting double.
They're already getting hit, and this is just the run-up to when Obamacare is in full force, what the prices are going to be. They'll have no cover. I mean, they'll be able to they'll be charging through the roof. But one thing, Hector, they're all kind of direct and indirect harm that Obamacare is going to do for small business owners. But something's happened this week that is really one of those little things that a lot of people probably haven't noticed. You and I both know a lot of small business owners. A guy, a husband runs a small business. His wife works for a big company, and he's able to get that business going and dig it out of the dirt because his wife is able to provide, to pay extra and provide health care for the family through her job, or vice versa, right? Because the wife has a business and the husband has the other job. Well, now we're finding that big companies are saying, we're cutting loose your family. Your
UPS.
Family.
Yep.
Well, there's going to be, Hector, all of them are going to do it eventually. UPS announced it this week. I think FedEx did the same thing. But my point is, this is one of those things where if the family doesn't have the health care that they were getting from the big company, they're going to be small business owners, businesses that are going to have to close up.
There's no doubt about it, because that goes right down to the bottom line. You know, if you were saving whatever it was, $5,000-$10,000 a year on health coverage because you were able to get it with your spouse and you can't get it now, you got to have health coverage. You got to protect your family. You know the statistic too. A high percentage of bankruptcies have to do with medical costs.
Yep.
You know, with somebody doesn't have health coverage, they have an accident, they have an illness, it wipes them out. And so this is also something that we're very, very concerned about. But this is also, again, a reflection of these big companies saying, okay, if we're going to have to live under Obamacare, we have to change the way that we do benefits for our employees. We have to change the way that we pay for it. And that all floats down oftentimes to the little guy.
That's right. I'm telling you, folks, this thing is going to, it's already ugly, and it's going to get uglier and uglier. Hector, thanks for being here. Good job today. Thanks for all
Jim,
the great work you do.
Thank you. Congratulations on the Age of the Customer.
Oh,
I'm really
you.
Excited about your new book.
Thanks, Hector. I appreciate it. Hector Barreto, ladies and gentlemen, chairman of The Latino Coalition, thelatinocoalition.com. Be sure to check it out. They got a big event in San Francisco on October 8th. You don't want to miss that. And go check it out. And check out the business matchmaking that they do at the, in all their meetings. It's just it's a thought leadership. It's working out there. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingham. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.